Okay, so we're on depth. I'm going to begin a few lines. On the bottom line on Chedorah Beis, 8b, the bottom line. So it's 5 words from the end of the Amud. So he says, Hahu Gavra Chumri. So a man was selling Chumri Patachiata. So Rashi seems to indicate that both terms, the way the article was saying it, is, means something different. If you look at the top Rashi, Chumri, Hutinis, like buttons, Shosin deal that you make out of tin. And you string it on a, you put them on a string. Both took him in a knot, make a necklace. And then they walk around that way with a view towards selling these buttons. So that would be chomrei. And the next thing, v'yishkorsin patachyata. Rashi takes this either or. Some of goris patachyata v'hinshel zechuchit tabaot v'kim adakim v'kornato purilas l'shon rabbeinu. So it's some sort of like beads. That are also on a string. So either way, he's got the string of beads or the string of buttons or whatever. And the back of the Gemara, Atayah Amrli Havli Chad. So a woman came, said, "Let me have one string of beads." Says Amar Law, Mikudesh. He says, "If I give it to you, will you be Mikudesh to me?" It's a nice hello. He says, "Amrle Havamaheva." She says, "Give it to me." Double Lashon. Give it to me. It doesn't mean I want to be your wife. So this is zero. Then the Gemara has two other similar cases. A man was drinking wine in a store. A woman comes, let me have one cup of wine. If I give it to you, will you be Mekadesh to me? Again, the double lashon, give it to me, like give it to drink. Amr B'chama, so B'chama says the same thing as before. Ashkan, you mean to drink? That doesn't mean I'm consenting to the marriage. Then the third case, the person was on a date palm tree. He's throwing off the dates from the date palm tree. He says, I'll tell you, it's Amr. He says, the woman comes to throw me 2 dates. Amarla, Ishadin. So if I throw it to you, will you be Mekadesh to me? Amrlay Shadi Mishta, throw it to me. So Amrav Zvid, here's instead of Rav Chama, Rav Zvid, Amrav Zvid Kol Shadi Mishta Lav Klomhu. That's nothing. Now, Tosfos takes it, the second Tosfos. He says, Anachlat Uvdi Yitzri Lashwin and Bishum Davari Noel. In other words, why do we need three cases? It means each case teaching me that it doesn't work under any circumstances, Lobini Dahiloshtia, whether it's like the wine or the dates, which are something to eat or drink. Blobucharmile, or not like the beads, and it doesn't work. So let me just get to the 2 dots. So back in the Gemara, 20 lines down, Yibayelahu, the question was asked in the base medrash, Hav Ashki B'Shad. What if the woman, instead of saying a double lashon, in other words, she says in the first case, Hav and Ahava, give it to me. What if she doesn't say, double lashon, give it to me? What if she just says, Hav? He says, or she just says, Ashki, drink B'Shadi, throw it to me, Mahu. I'm Ravina Mekudeshet. Ravina says, in that case, she's Mekudeshet. In other words, Ravina takes it like the double lashon. It's just like, give it to me. I don't want to know from you. We say, Hav. That sounds like the way Ravina understands that's acceptance of the terms. Rav Sama Barakta Amar, Tagadamalka Ena Mekudeshet. Rav Sama Barakta says, Tagadamalka, the simple pshat, he's taking a shua by the king's crown. He says that she's not Mekudeshet. And then we'll talk about it. There's a whole discussion about whether you're allowed to say whether the shvuah by the king. Does that have to be truthful or not? We'll see in a minute. Now, the different pshat that I saw in the Masechta Gemara was Tav de Malka in the Mekadeshet, that even if he like he's in other words he's handling the king's crown, and she says and she says, give it to me. And he says, if I give it to you, will you be Mekadesh to me? And she says, no, give it to me. So also not Mekadesh. That's another pshat. So, but the Hilchata ain't a Mekadesh. But the halacha is, in these instances, that she's not Mekadesh. That's like Rav Sama Barakta. The Hilchata, she writes those three chishumah. And then in the previous sugya, halacha is that she writes the silk does not require the expert appraisal. We'll talk about this in a minute also. If you remember, we had two Lashonos in the Gemara yesterday. According to the first Lashon, it was Machloket, if he says it's worth Chamishim Zuz, and then it turned out it was worth Chamishim Zuz. But either way, the Gemara is saying, if that's the Machloket, the Gemara is saying it doesn't require it. Or perhaps in that case, everybody agrees that you do need a shuma, but the machlokes, it could have been a second lashon. He says it's cool, it's like whatever it's worth. So you need, but either way, you don't need shuma. We'll see in a minute. The hilchot Reb Lazar, the lach is like Reb Lazar said in yesterday's Gemara, and touch the amount of an atal dinar, there's resume kadesh v'yashlim. For instance, we've been petitioning for a dinar, it gives 100 susan, 100 dinarim, and he gives her 1 dinar. And so Reb Lazar said she's making their mikdash, but he it's like it's like almanat. So it's like tonight with almanat, unconditionally I'll give you the rest. So the mikdash, but he's got to pay up the money. The hilchot hakarava amar Reb Nachman. Allah follows like Rav and Reb Nachman. Again, we did this yesterday. If a person says hitpachili gemana and he gives her a mashkon, so not mikdash mana ink on mashkon ink, he didn't really give her anything. All right, now let's just do a few pieces and then we'll talk. First, let me talk about this thing with the, let me take some things with the conditions. Okay. So first, okay, this is from the Daf Digest. So the Gemara records an incident in which a woman walked into a bar and requested a drink. The bartender replied, "Will you become a kodesh to me if I give you a drink?" Which he responded, "Ashkui Ashkan, just serve me a drink." Rav Chama ruled that the woman's acceptance of the drink is not considered a consent to kedushin, therefore the kedushin does not take effect. The Rashba is of the opinion that if the woman would have accepted the drink in silence, without responding at all to the man's marriage proposal, her silence would have been construed as consent to marry, and the kedushin would have taken effect. So again, so
Shtika kehokaa.
the yeah, the red, that's correct. So, in other words, if she walks into the bar and she says, he's drinking the wine, and she says, give me 1 cup. And he says, if I give you the cup, will you be Mekudeshet to me? And she says nothing and takes the cup. According to Rashba, she would be Mekudeshet. Okay, the reason Rav Chama ruled the Kiddushin invalid is that she responded, Ashkui Ashken, which implies, just give me a drink and stop fooling around because I'm not interested in marrying you. The Kesef Mishnah points out that Rashba's assertion seems logical. Because in every case of Kiddushin, the woman's silent acceptance of the marriage ring is construed as consent to the husband's declaration for Ayat Mekudeshet. In other words, if you think about it, under the chuppah, every man says Ayat Mekudeshet, and the wife doesn't say anything, right? So that's going the way the Kesef Mishnah, who's the Makaber, he's saying he's walking in accordance with the Rashba. Now, the
Yeah, but over
Kesef,
there, he's not asking.
wait, what?
I said, by the chuppah, he's not asking her. He's telling her, you're Mekaddish to
wait.
me.
Listen. You got to wait 2 minutes till I pause, especially when you're on Zoom. Okay, Yosef. Okay, now. Okay.
Penalize me,
Okay.
Yosef.
Okay. 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 Just one second.
South Shore boy.
Okay. Just one second. Just 1 second. Now, the so the Kesef Mishnah, however, infers from the words of the Rambam that he's of the opinion that Kiddushin does not take effect in the case of the drink unless the woman responds affirmatively to the bartender's marriage proposition. However, if she accepts the drink in silence, we do not assume that that she agrees to marry the man. So we have machloket. So according to the Rashba, silence, it would be kiddushin. But according to the Rambam, silence would not make kiddushin in this case. So the commentaries point out several differences. So the question is, what's the difference between a chuppah, where there's only silence on the woman's part, and in this case with the drink? What, how would we be mechalek? So the commentaries point out several differences between the case of the drink, in which verbal consent is required, in an ordinary case of Kiddushin, in which the woman's verbal consent to Kiddushin is not required. One difference is that in the case the bartender did not declare Hare Mekudeshet, but rather inquired the woman, would you be Mekudeshet to me if I give you a drink? In other words, under the chuppah, there's no question. He just says Hare Mekudeshet, and then she goes along with it. Here, the man is asking a question, will you be Mekudeshet to me if I give this? So he says, therefore, her silence does not imply consent to kiddushin. In other words, it's a question. It's not Hareya silence. It's a question on the table, on the floor. Would you be Mekudesh to me? Another difference is that in the case of the drink, the woman rather than the man initiated discussion by asking to purchase or be given a drink. In other words, the one who brings up the issue is the woman says, Havli kasa, let me have a cup. So he says, therefore, as long as she does not indicate a change of intent, we assume she really wants to buy a drink and has no interest in marriage. This is not comparable to an ordinary case of kiddushin in which the woman signs Shuda's consent, since the man initiated the conversation, told the woman, "Arayet Mekudeshet, you are hereby betrothed." So One thing is like the here the woman is beginning conversation, and also like there's no question on the table. There she like he says, "Would you be mekudesh to me?" On the chuppah, he's the one who's been initiating the conversation. He's already mekudesh to me. Therefore, we could say silence works one way. Here is machloket whether silence would affect kedushin or not. Okay, now time for questions. What do you got for me, Yosef? Yosef?
That's what I was saying. Under the chuppah, he's not asking her, he's telling her.
Okay. Everybody good? Okay, now let me do something else.
Yeah, they discussed it already. This is just the discussion coming to fruition.
Which case?
Under the chuppah.
Okay.
He got her there.
Okay, let's focus on this.
350 people there.
All right. Silence again. Now we'll get back. Now there's a piece here. He quotes it from the Daf Yomi Digest. He quotes from the Rav Yosef, the Ben Ish Chai, from the Sefer Shas and Shuvas Torah Lishma. He says, and Rabbi Libus is also discussing this today. He says, was asked whether it's permitted for a person to take a false oath on the head of the king, Barosh HaMelech, if the king is not Jewish. In other words, if I'm taking Shuvah by a non-Jewish king, can I take a false Shuvah that way? So he responded, certainly prohibited to take a false oath on the head of the king, even if he is the king of another nation. The reason he explains is that we're talking Pirkei Avot, there's an obligation to daven for the well-being of the king, so it's only logical to conclude that it would be prohibited to take an oath that is false on the head of or by the life of the king. The Ben Ish Chai also cited our Gemara as further evidence that it's prohibited to take a false oath by the head of a non-Jewish king. Ravina maintained that if the woman only says, give or pour me, without repeating herself, it indicates that she is accepting the offer of Kiddushin. Rav Sama Bar Brachta disagreed with that position, and he introduces his comments with the words Tagit Demalta by the crown of the king. Rashi explains he took an oath on the crown of the king, which indicates that in time of Chazal, they had such great respect for the non-Jewish king, they would take oaths by his name, even if in the course of learning in the Beis Medrash, and it was understood that the oath was serious and not a sarcastic comment. Now, he notes, this is the Ben Ish Chai, that the Medrash Tanchuma writes that when Yosef took a false oath, he did it on the life of Paro, which seemingly contradicts the assertion that it is prohibited. To resolve this challenge, he writes that Paro was categorized differently from other non-Jewish kings. Since Paro considered himself to be a god, he's treated with less respect than other kings, therefore he was permitted to privately disrespect him and even take a false oath by his life. But that's something he's got to reconcile. Okay, everybody good so far? All right, let me go on now. Let's look at this Tosfos, the third Tosfos for Hilchata. Everybody with me? Okay. Okay, so the Hilchata Shirai Lotzarech Shuma. So the Gemara said the halacha is that sil doesn't require an expert appraisal. So Tosfos says, Vim Tomar Ma Yisrech Mufso Karaba Lagabe Rabbi Yosef. Here, we're passing like Rab, but Rabbi Yosef says he needs an expert appraisal, and Rabbi says not. So it's Machalok and Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. So Tosfos is asking, why would I have to pass like Rabbi Lagabe Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Batra, Paskin, and Hilchata Rabbi Vara, Mistei, and Yimlechza? So the Gemara always says, Halacha follows Rabbi, as opposed to Rabbi Yosef, except in three cases, and this is not one of the three cases. So some want to say it's only a rule within Baba Batra. This is not a rule in Baba Batra, so maybe it's not a kasha. Then he says, no, it doesn't seem that way. I'm going to cut this all to the chase here. But then he says that some want to say that it's only the Hadafka and not the whole Gemara. Okay, now, if you slip down, though, it's around 20 lines in the Tosfos. The first word in line is Mihu. He says it's like one line above Tosfos Riyaz Zakein. It says Mihu. It's near the two dots in the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan and Bishtar, where we left off in the Gemara. Mihu Kasha, but it's difficult. The Milo Kamar Behedya Hilchata Kibati Rabba. So even assuming that the Gemara wants to pass it like Rabba, the question was what I have to mention. The Halakha is always like Rabba, the Gabi Rabbi Yosef. So Tosfos says he goes a little bit back and forth, but he says, but why does it say, why doesn't it say Hilchata Kabati Rabba, Kidamar Halakha Rablazar, Hilchata Kabba, Amar Rab Nachman, like it says by the other case? Why does it say here, it says, Hilchata in the Hilchata Shirai Lo Sri Hishuma? But Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Yosef, I hope you're looking at this because you would ask me a little word we spoke about.
Yes, I'm with you, I'm following.
The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Atash Mina, the Dafka Shirai Lo Sri Hishuma. So Rabbeinu Tam says, it's a teacher that only silk doesn't require an expert appraisal. The fee is Shishuma Tanya Duikta, because their value is somewhat known. In other words, of silk. He says, in other words, people have a ballpark, you know, knowledge of what the value is. About shard varim, but other things, like a precious stone or a pearl, some are very good, some not. You particularly make a big mistake in, you know, the value. He says, Shrichi Shuman. There you do need, so it's just the opposite of what we're saying. In other words, Gemara is saying silk doesn't require Shuma, but a precious stone would require an expert appraisal. Because the woman doesn't have reliance that it's worth what he says or what she thinks it's worth. Therefore, the minhag is to be mekadesh with a ring that doesn't have a stone in it. Okay? All right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Right. Okay, you know what? You want to go on the, I'm getting heated out of this place. You want to go on the hallway? I can't take this heat anymore. All right. Let's go in the hallway. We're going to go to the hallway. One second. It's just like a sauna. It's just a sauna in here, okay? One second. One of these tables and move it out. Here, why don't we just take one of these tables and we'll be okay. You mean like Beltran's table? Okay, one second. There's a table here with newspapers. I think we should just take one of these tables and bring it out. Let's just bring out one table. Let's bring one table here. Just here. Thank you so much. All right, one second. Can you do it? Here, I'll help you. One second. Okay. Just right out the door. We'll put it near these plaques. All right, this is better. Okay, good. Yeah, just like this. Yeah. Okay, good. Where? All right, let's bring it a little closer to Mike. We're gonna have to bring it back later anyway, so let's put it over here. Okay, this is good enough. Okay, here we are. Yeah. Okay, we're back in business. Okay, sorry for the break. Seems a little wobbly. Okay, but no. Okay. This table. All right. So now we're at the two dots on Ted and Aleph. Everybody with me? Okay, around four lines, we'll break it wide. All right. So the Gemara says, you have a place. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan. Start so now the Gemara has been going through the different kinyanim, and the Gemara says, how does the person, the Kaddish, a woman with star, with a document? So, now here's a man, he's asking the Kaddish somebody's daughter. So, he wrote on a piece of paper, or a cheres is like a piece of earthenware, even though the item itself, the paper or the earthenware, is not worth a pruta. Your daughter is mikudeshet to me. Your daughter, the same idea. If I leave into your daughter's my wife, he says, "Harezu mikudeshet." So that's the way. That's what Christ says. That's how to mikudesh with the star. So my people of Zeru Mamal, she was Zeru Mamal, asked a question like this: "Aladami haishtar the star zina is something like not quite matching up with the star makud." So we've spoken about in the past that a star could be a star kinyan or a star raya. Here we're talking about a star kinyan. So a star kinyan means the star itself affects title. So let's say I'm buying a field. Let's say Reuben is selling green acre to Shimon. Shimon is the buyer, Reuben is the seller. So the seller, the mocher, always writes the star. The seller writes Sadi Mechur. He says, but here, by the Kiddushin, so in essence, the man is the Kona, the father or the daughter is the Machne, is the seller, so to speak. He says, so how did Dani Haishtar, the star's name, Hatam Mokir Devosa Dibukurlacha? By Sadam, the seller writes a document and says, my field is sold to you, and it gives me the star, and that affects the kinyan. He says, Here's the Baal writing that your daughter is the Kadesh, and he gives the Shtar the other way. It's working the reverse of the way Shtar Makhira normally works. So the second wide line, Amarava Hakamin Yan the Krava Hakamin Yan the Krok. So Rava says it's based on the Psukim. Each one is based on the Psukim. Hakam Kivumachar Meahusato, the Mokar Telarafana. Over there by the real property, so in Parshas, Bahar. So it says if a person becomes poor, Umachar Meahusato, he sells from his Rusha. The Mokar Telarafana. So it says the person has a land, and it says he's the one who's selling it. That's the way it's framed in the Torah. Hakativ, here by marriage, this is Parsha Shvua, Parsha Kitesei, Hakativ, Kitas, Kitashishav, a man takes a woman, the Baal Telarafana. So the subject of the two transactions is different. If we look in the Torah, the subject of the transaction with the field is the seller, the subject of the transaction with the marriage is the man, the buyer, so to speak. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it's not so clear. So there's an incident in the Sefer Yirmiyahu with the supposed time before Bayit Rishon, and Hashem commands Yirmiyahu, he's in jail, he says, I want you to buy the field from your cousin Hanamel. So it mentions in the Navi, Sadot Bakesef Yiknu. So it says, fields, they'll purchase fields for money. That's muddying the waters. We just said, buy the fields, this is my farm, the seller focusing on the seller. Here it's focusing on the buyer. So the Gemara says, Kari be Yaku. I could read the Pasuk, Sadab Akesab Yaku, Yaku to sell it. It's transfer war. So he says, my Tamak Kari be Yaku. So why are you reading Yaku? Because he had a different Pasuk, said Makar. So you want everything to be consistent with it. Hafinami Kari be Ki Yakach. He says, so by a woman, I could also flip it around and say Ki Yakach, that the, like, in other words, if somebody transfers the daughter to him, so if you want to, you know, make all the psukim, you know, line up, I could line it up differently. So Elam Rava, so rather Rava says, it's really halakha l'moshe Sinai, that in a general, by a star mechira, so the seller writes the star, but by kiddushin, that the man will write the star and give it to the woman. And Bas Machid Rabban Akrai says Halakha Moshe Misinai, but the Chamim just attached to Psukim as a remez, as a reminder that indeed was the Halakha. The Iboy Dema, or else I could say, Hatam Namik Siva Kacha Sefer HaMikno, or else I could say, look, when it comes to the incident with Yirmiyahu, so it's true, it does say Sadopa Kesef Yiknu, but it also says Kacha Sefer HaMikno. He, Yirmiyahu, says, I took like the document, the bill of sale. I took the bill of sale. So it's clear that the seller wrote the bill of sale and he took it. So that being the case, Sadab HaKesef Yiknu is just overall like describing the general, you know, overview of what's taking place. But this is the way it's coming out. So in a way, so in those psukim itself, it indicates that the key is the seller. That's one way that had it here. Now, Rabbi Leibowitz was mentioning from Shita Lono Dalami, the name of the Rashba, and wanted to say that in each case it's to be followed the majority of the psukim. So here he was saying that you have like three psukim by the Mechira, right? So one pasuk says Umachar Meahusato, one says Sadopa Kesef Yiknu, one says Kaka Sefer HaMikdash. So two out of the three are lined up focusing on the Mocher. And then on conversely with the woman, so we have Ki Kaki Yisha, and then we have at the Tina Tatsu Shazam. And then there's the third pasuk also. What was the third pasuk? I don't know. There's a third pasuk, but that we have. That's those two that contradict each other. But then there's a third pasuk that says the man is taking the woman. I think in Acheret Yikachlo, it says, I think it's by the Amar Ivriya, in Acheret Yikachlo, if he takes like another wife. That's also talking about Kicha. So the majority, two out of the three. And we're following the majority. Two out of the three is where we were going with this. Okay, now.
We're saying it's not Halakha Moshe Mishinai?
There's two pshatim in the Gemara. The first pshat is Halakha Moshe Mishinai Bas Rechin Rabban Akroi. That's the first pshat. Then the second pshat is Ibai Nema, that you don't have to come on to saying it's Halakha Moshe Mishinai. The second pshat, it may not be Halakha Moshe Mishinai, but it says it also is about Kachat Sefer Mechna. So what's the pshat by Kachat Sefer Mikna? So the way I was saying is by Kachat Sefer Mikna, it's telling me that even Gufa in that same incident with Yirmiyah, where we deduce the proof from the pasuk and fourth wide line side of a kesev yiknu. But at the end, he explains that he Yirmiyah took the bill of sale. So clearly, he's not writing the bill of sale. The seller, his cousin Kanamel, is writing the bill of sale. He's taking it. So that like kind of neutralizes that the kind of the question we had over there. So that being the case, so we can learn shot that way. Or the other way is like from the Shita Lono Dalami, that the Gemara is saying we have three psukim in each instance, then you follow the majority. That would be another way to go with this, okay? All right, now, six lines from the bottom. The Amar Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Tablo on Yaro Lacheres, the man wrote on paper or a terrace earthenware, Av Pisha Imbo Shava Pruta, even though it's not worth the Shava Pruta, this is the same as what you had before. Bitcham Kudeshadli, Bitcham Restli, Bitcham Lentu. He writes any one of those three phrases. Bein Al Yidei Abiyah, Bein Al Yidei Atzma, whether he gives it to the father or he gives it to the girl. So he says, "Mekudeshet midato v'hushlo bagra." In other words, if the girl is a katana or a nara, and it's done with the knowledge and consent of the father, then he can give it directly to the girl or to the father, and that would work. That would affect kiddushin. But ketavlo on the yaro lecheres af pishenbo shav kruta areyat mekudeshetli areyali into or even restedly mekudeshet beinay devi beinay deatzma. This is where she's an older girl. She's older than Anara. So, and he says, the first one was your daughter's Mekudesh to me, right? He said, the first case was, your daughter's Mekudesh. Now he says, you're Mekudesh to me, whether she gives it to the father or to the woman herself, be daita with her knowledge and consent, Behushabagra. So, in other words, if she with her knowledge and consent says, you know, I consent that my father could be my Shliach, he can give it to the father, but she's running the show once she's Bulgarian. All right. Two lines from the bottom, and then we'll pause. Since by Reb Shimon Laki, Shtar Erusin, Shtabo Shlo Shma Mahu. Now, let's say he wrote a Shtar Erusin, but he didn't mind this woman. Let's say he wrote up a Shtar. Doesn't seem like it's a big deal, but he wrote up a Shtar, and he says, Hareya Mekudeshetli, but he has in mind to marry Rachel. And then he has the Shtar around, and he says, fine, you know, as long as they have the Shtar, I'm going to marry Leah. So he gives the star just as Harei Mekudesh, so I'll give the star to Leah. So he says, do we say there's a hekesh, a connection in between Abai and Yitzi? It says, V'yatzava haitav v'shacher, that she'll leave husband A and go to husband B. So Yitzi is divorced, Abai is marriage. So do I say, Abai and Yitzi Machina, Ma, turn page, the top line of number of days, Ma Yitzi Abayin Lishma, just like the get has to be written Lishma. In other words, the get, even if all the names are the same, it has to be written with this woman, this man in mind. But Kaktav La Lishma, Af Havaya Ba'in Lishma. So too, Havaya, perhaps I also need Lishma. He says, Odilma, Havaya La Dari Mashina. Or perhaps we link the Havaya one to another, Ma Havaya the Kesef Lo Ba'in Lishma. Just like Havaya of Kesef, in other words, let's say it depends Mekadish B'Kesef, so I don't need the Kesef to be minted, the shameless woman, or anything like that. Af Havaya Shtar Lo Ba'in Lishma. So Havaya also doesn't have to be Lishma. So the Gemara says, Bakr Dabaya Hadar Pashta. So after he put, so that was his question. Do I need, this is Reish Lakish is posing the question, do I need, when I'm writing the Shtar Erusin, do I need the Ketiva Lishma or not? So on one hand, if it's like a get, I do. If it's like other forms of confusion, I don't. So he says, so Bakr Dabaya Hadar Pashta, Havaya Li Yitzi Makshina. So in the end, he concluded that we connect the Havaya to the Yitzia. It says that she'll be divorced and she'll marry. So Rav Leibowitz was mentioning that we say, I think it was quoting from the Meiri, that all the dinim of get would apply to shtar. Not that anybody's mekadesh for shtar anymore today, but in other words, let's say you're doing shtar, so shtar can't be mekubel karka, and it can't be chakika, it has to be ksiva. So a lot of dinim, indeed, we would say by the shtar, just like by the get. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, so we're line six on 10 days. Okay, Itmar, let's say he wrote a get, excuse me, he wrote a star, Eris and Lashma, Vishlomi Daita, but without the knowledge of his intended wife. In other words, he's just writing a star, she's in the blind about that. So Rav Rabina Ami Mikudet, then he gives it to her and she accepts it, and that's fine. But at the time he wrote it, she didn't know anything about it. So he says, Rav Rabina Ami Mikudet, Rav Rabina said it's fine. He says, Rav Papa Rav Shevi Ami Ainim Kudet, Rav Papa Rav Shevi says, no, she's not Mikudet. So Amara Papa, Ima Tamad Yehuda, Ima Tamad Di. Rabbi says, I'm going to give my own svara, I'm going to give your svara, and I'm going to give my own svara. You know, Rav Leibowitz connected this, like the Gemara says in Eruvin with Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai. So the Gemara says, name Mazaku Beit Hillel, you know, the halacha nikba kamotam. Why was Beit Hillel Zoka, the halacha should be established according to them? So the Gemara says that they were, you know, aluvim and they were nochim, they spoke pleasantly, but of old, the Shonim Debraim Debray Beit Shammai, they would learn their opinion and Beit Shammai. The Shonim Debray Beit Shammai, equivalent to Debraim. They would learn Beit Shammai before there was. So he wanted to say, like, here also, you see that. Rapapa is like teaching not only his own sheet, he's teaching his adversary's disputants, and he gives a svara for the dispute. So Amar Papa, Ema Tamid Huba, Ema Tamid Di. So I'm going to give their svara, which is to say that that you don't need it with her das, and I'm going to give my svara that you do need das. So Ema Tamid, I'm going to give their svara. This is the Atzava Haito. This is the Atzava Haito that should be divorced and marry somebody else. Divorced from husband A, marry husband B. So it connects Havaya, divorce, the marriage to Yitzia. Just like when a man divorces his wife, so the document is the Shema. The document is written with the shame of his wife, but she doesn't know necessarily that he broke the divorce up. He's going to be Baal Korfe. She doesn't know anything. So the star Averson was comparing one star to another star. And that's what we said above. That the similar to the idea we had above. So too, the star Averson also is actually Mishma, but give me Mishma B'daita. Now I'm going to give my own svara. He says, my Yitzia Bein Adat Makna. So they're both linking it up to get, it was not the same, not the same way before. And the fourth thing was, do I link it up to other Havai or do I link up to get? Either both linking up to get, but how do I link it up to get? So one way is to say, again, I don't need the wife's consent, so I don't need her consent here to know this. But the other way is to say, by the Yitzhi, I need the knowledge of the Makna. The Makna is one who's the transferor, which is the husband, of Havaya being a dot Makna. So too, Havaya, I need the das, the knowledge of the transferor, which is the woman, who's giving up certain rights. So that would be the other side. Okay, so... So that's the way that Rav Papa gives his svar. So now the Gemara is going to ask Kasha against Rava and Ravina. So this is from Mishnah in Masechet Ketubot. It says, "In Kofin Ashtar Erusin V'Nisuin, we don't write Ashtar Erusin V'Nisuin unless it's with knowledge of both parties." Oh, I said, okay, so Bava Batra. Okay, so Michael says it's in Bava Batra. Okay, so it says, We only write it with knowledge of both the husband and the wife. My love, Shtari Rusin Benisuin Mamash. So is it not that it's talking about Shtar Erusin Benisuin? So the Mishnah seems on all fours, before the way we did it, like Rav Papa, and not like is it Rava and Ravina? So lo, Shtari Psikas. The Gemara says, no, it's not talking about a Shtar Erusin the way we were speaking about before. So it's Shtari Psikas, like, Shtar did a lot of making allotment of property because Rav Gidl and Rav, like Rav Gidl said in Rav, and this we had before also, we had in Ksubas, but he says, the Amar of Gidl and Rav, Kamal Tanis has been a Fakakakak. There was having a discussion, the two, you know, future Makatanim were having a discussion, how much are you going to give to your son, you know, with this marriage? And he says, you know, A and B. And Labitka Kakakak, and how much are you going to give to your daughter? And that's with A and B, C and D. Abdu Bikitru. Then, if the two parties get married right after that, kind of, so there's a kinyan. In other words, that's a binding obligation, even though there was nothing put into writing, and even though the parties didn't do a kinyan, just the man and the woman got married, in him was vermin and ba'amira. That's some things that are acquired ba'amira. Means, as we said in the Muslim Rashi, it means that the hanah that they each get from having the shidduch is so great that it's considered that it's like the equivalent of a kinyan. So here, the way the Mishnah is teaching me in the Masechet Bava Batra, right, is what Michael said. So the way the Mishnah Bava Batra is teaching me is that I can't put it in writing, even it's binding, but I can't put it in writing unless both agree to it. Because if it's in writing, there are different rights and remedies to the parties. And it was they want it like a will of Al-Peh. So it's like a loan for Al-Peh, so the rights of the creditor are more limited. If it's a milveh b'shtar, rights of the creditor are enhanced. So I can't put that in writing unless they're both on the same page with that. Let's just do the Rashi and then we'll take some questions. So the 10th narrow line of Rashi, Ramira, below Kenyan, Shekidusha in Gemara Hadavar, he says the Kedusha, and that concludes it. The Bahiyanad come with Tatni Ahadade, with the Hana that they each get, that the man and the woman are marrying one another, Yamri Yumakni. So they agree to transfer title to the items that they said. So concerning that, the mission is teaching me that the Edom are not allowed to put it in writing, just with the knowledge that said of the parties, because it could be they prefer that it would be the equivalent of an oral debt below to Milba Shtar, not like a written debt. A written debt, you have, you know, rights against Makas and Shubanim and things like that. Maybe they don't want that. So they want like to be a Milba Alpeh. So in the end of the verse, we're saying, so we asked the question against Rabbi and Rabina, but the board just left that question. The only thing I must tell you, I had a question about when the Mishnah says in Kofin Shtari Averson be suing in a Havamina. So I thought we thought it was like Shtari Averson. I don't know what Shtari suing would have been. In other words, in the Havamina, I thought Shtari Averson be suing. That's what the Mishnah says. So I'm thinking that means like Shtari Averson. What is Shtari suing? I don't know what Shtari suing would be. But in the Maskana, Shtari Erusim and Isuin could be the Shtar Psikta. You maybe refer to both the same way. Maybe the Havamina, he refers to Shtari Erusim and we're thinking the Shtari Erusim and Isuin. We refer to it that way. I don't know. All right. All right. Any questions, comments to us, anything we did so far? Okay. So now we're on the
third one. What's
again? Wait. No. Well, it doesn't seem like. So you want to say that in the Havamina, Shtar Nisuin means the ksuba, you want to say, but Shtar, yeah, I don't know if that would quite fit in as Shtar Nisuin. I don't know. He says, I don't know. All right, let's see further. Now, fifth white line, Ubabias. Now we're going to the last kinyan. So we said in Mishnah Dafez, which we began a week ago. So today is Tuesday. So 1 week ago, we made a Masechta Kiddushin. So we said a woman is acquired because of Shtar Ubabias. So Bia is like intimate relations. Ubabias. So the Gemara says, "Menalan, where do we know that a woman can be acquired?" Babia. So Amri Bar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amakra Beulak Baal. Rabbi Yochanan says the pasuk says, and Rashi quotes the pasuk around the 20th narrow line. Kimatzei ishokhei b'misha beulak baal. A man is found like committing adultery, b'misha beulak baal. Welcome, look who's here. He was just on Zoom, and now he's here live. Okay, so just get a chair and come and join us, Daniel. It's so nice to have you. Okay, we got a chair for you, right, Daniel? That's it. We're good. Okay. So let's go back. Yeah. So we're on the fifth wide line on 10 other days. So where do we know Kinidia? So Rabbi Yochanan says, the man we found having adultery, so adultery is having relations with Isha Bu'ulak Baal, that she's had beer with her husband. He says, he takes it. The Torah is teaching me that through Be'ila, she becomes his wife. So Amalei Reb Zeira Reb Yibahu. So Reb Zeira said Reb Yibahu. Amalei Reb Shlakish Reb Yochanan. Others say Reb Shlakish Reb Yochanan. Maybe it's a little easier that way since Reb Yochanan is a Baal Memra. And then Reb Shlakish we know had all relations with him. So he says Reb Yochanan, who is Ushana Rebbe? Is it so loathsome, so detestable that which Rebbe taught? Uba'Allah, Amalei Shnei Kabibia. So Rebbe had a different language. Kitach Ishisha Uba'Allah. So Uba'Allah, Ubala, Rabbi said that teaches that she's acquired with Bia. Why? You're an Isatana, you're an Amara of Yochan. So why are you going and doing this Isha Bulat Baal? Just use Rabbi's name. So the Gemara says, Ime Hatam Habamina had Makhadish Vahadar Ba'il. Kamash Malan. So Rabbi Yochan is responding, if I use Rabbi's name, I would think that you have to do two kinyanim, or two acts. You have to keep Kati Shisha, I have to give her money. And then do Bia, and then when I do both, then she's my wife, not one or the other. He says, but Bula Baal, that teaches me that Bia does it. Once I know Bia does it, then the Kich alone would do it. But he says, like, Kamash Malan. So that's what Isha Bula Baal teaches. So again, this gets a little confusing. Let's just like, keep it all focused. So focusing on Rabbi Yochanan, Yochan says, we know Bia because it says, Kimatsai Shokhevi Nisha Bu'ulak Ba'al. Because if I only had the Pasuk, Kitach Ishisha Uba'ala, I would think you have to give the kesef and then have the bia. So the other one teaches me just be alone does it. So if I only had that first pasuk, I would think you need both. So my kibbutz Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Rabbi Bar Mamal, and Akafta is a strong question, usually based on Svarim. According to you, if I only had Rebbe's pasuk, I would think, left my own devices, it means that the man had, in order to marry a woman, you have to give money, and then you have to have the, that's the only way to get married. So I have to do both. So if that's the case, so then how would I ever have a case with Naru Marissa? This is this week's Parsha Shavua. It says a man has relations, not her husband, with Nara Murasa, so he gets skila. But how could I, if to marry the woman, you have to do the money and then the bia, but she's a betula. Nara Murasa has to be a betula. So how would she ever be a betula? Because to do the erusin, she's got to become a bula. So, no, but then it's not a Murasa. It was the erusin and you both. So how would I ever have that? So, Ida Akhtishvadu Ba'il Bulahi. So if he does kiddushin and then he's boil her and she's beula. He doctors lo ba'il if he's just the cottage her and doesn't be a lot plumhu. So how could I have ever thought, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the first pasuk kikachi shabala? How could I have ever thought? Then I hate to bother you. Could you do me a favor, just give me a chumash. It's on the bottom shelf on the right or the second shelf on the left. Either way, okay. So how could I have ever thought that it means both, because then there would never be another case in the Torah of the man having relations with this Nara Hamurasa. So that's a kasha against Rabbi Yochanan. So Murabanan coming Dabaye, so the Chachamim, thank you so much. Is that a chumash? Yeah, good work. I have it. I'll take it. Thanks so much. Okay. So again, what? It's okay. Okay. And so this is actually this week's Parsha of Shavua. So let's take a look. Oh, one second. Yeah, got it. Okay. So, right. Yeah. Okay. So it says, right. Then they both get skila. Okay. So now, let's see back in the Gemara. So Amruban Kamei Dabaye, so the Chachamim said before, but the Chachamim were trying to shore up Rabbi Yochanan. And saying no, I would have thought it's both. He says, It could be you still could have that case. Yeah, Rus, the man had relation to Shloka Darka, so she's still a betula. He had, you know, I don't want to say, but you understand Shloka Darka. So that would be the case, and then that's the way. So that's the way Rabbi Yochanan could have thought the pesukim would have worked. So Amar Lehu Abayi, so Abayi said to the Talmidim or the Chachamim, I can look to Rabbi Rabbanan Elah Ba'afer. So there's only machlok between Rabbi and the Chachamim. If somebody else has Shlok Darka, is she considered Bula or not? Of all Baal, the way I call him, Baal Shlok Darka Asa Bula. Because no, but everybody would agree that the husband, even if he has Shlok Darka, she has a din of a Ba'ula, regardless of whether she's like physically a Batula, but she has a din of a Ba'ula. This is my he. So what are we referring to? Now the Gemara is going to teach us the Machloka that we're referring to. Tani, we learned the Braisa. Now here it's talking about Nara Murasa. She's betrothed. So he says, and it's the Tanya, Ba'ula Asaran Hashim. If 10 men had relations with her, Badain he Batula, and she's still a Batula, Kulan Beskila. So they all get Skila. He says, in other words, again, if you have relations with the Nara Murasa, that's a Batula, the Chiv is Skila. So 10 men had relations with her, but she's still a betula. So she means they're having shloka darka. 10 men are having relations with her shloka darka. So she's still a betula. So they each get skila. He says, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omerani, Harisham beskila. I say, number one gets skila. This is a cool mechanic. Everybody else gets mechanic. He says, so, but nevertheless, but everybody agrees that if the Baal has relations with her, so here, Rebbe holds that she's a Ba'ula, and the Chachamim holds that she's still a Ba'tula. But everybody agrees if the husband had relations with her, that she's a Ba'ula. So again, how could I have possibly thought this would be an Ukimta within Rabbi Yochanan? So Am Rav Nach Bar Yitzchak, Mashkaka Lakon Shetitcha B'Shtar. So Rav Nach Bar Yitzchak says, Rabbi Yochanan could have thought if the husband was Mekadesh, the woman with a star. then kishikasi binara lorasa and silabatula. Hoil begomer umotzi, since a star by itself can terminate the marriage, gomer machna. So it totally, you know, creates the marriage. Okay, so let's just repeat a little bit because it gets a little confusing with the psukim. The basic idea, we said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, we learned Kiddushe Bia, who says, so why didn't he want to learn it from the other Pasuk? There he learned it means both. But if it means both, how would I have Nara Morsas? Where ends up saying Rabbi Yochanan can learn the case of Nara Morsas, who's raped, is a case where they were Mekudesh with Shtar. So Mekudesh with Shtar, then she's still a Betula, and then they have relations with her. So that's that case. And but the Kiddushin with the B alone is the other Pasuk. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara is going to ask, what one does. I got to run. I can't take questions right now. Please excuse me. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, how you ba'alah ma'avi like? So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the word uba'alah? That's ki kachisha uba'alah. What does he need that word for? He needs that teaching that a woman can be acquired through bia, but an ama avriya, like a maidservant, cannot be acquired with bia. Because I would have thought, I would have thought I could have a kavachomer from a yavama. How so? And yavama is not acquired through kesef on a Torah level, but she is acquired with bia. The ama avriya is acquired through kesef. So she's acquired even through kesef, which doesn't work by the yavama, so certainly with the bia should work. So that being the case, if that kavachomer is good, then the limud makes sense for Rabbi Yochanan. So I need kikachi shisho bala to teach me that bia only works by the wife; it doesn't work by the ama ivriya. So, but the Gemara says no. Mal yavama shein zukha v'omeret. But the yavama is in a whole different parsha. She's linked. She's bootstrapped to the previous kiddushin. So the fact that Bia works with her, but then it only works as she has, starting from zero, she's starting with something. So that's the scratch that explanation. So Saka Dekhanina's Gemara has different tips. Saka Dekhanina, we're on 8 lines to the bottom on page 18, 10 of the days. Okay, Saka Dekhanina, Hoil B'Katav, it's a little unusual phrase, like B'Katav means the Torah wrote, it's usually Brahman Amar, things like that. He's Hoil B'Katav, Imater Ipaklo. So this is talking about, with Amavriya, so the master could do Yud, he can marry her, or he could do Mubdaw Yud, then I could have his son marry her, or he could let her go with Giron Kesef, like Amritah is for value. And but if, the cost versus the number of years she's been working, you know, work it out. So, right. So it says, so if the son takes another wife, hikishak to v'lacheret. So it's a hekesh between the ama avriya and wife number two. Ma'acheret miknaya b'viya. Just like wife number two would be acquired with dia, av ama avriya miknaya b'viya, tamash v'lon. So I would have had a hekesh. So the question was, let me just do a brief review for you, Sotin. So the question is, how do I know that a woman would be acquired with dia? So the Gemara answers not maybe what you're thinking. The Gemara says, according to Reb Yochanan, there's a pasuk that says, "Kimatzei isha okay ishav ulat baal." Man is found committing adultery. Ishav ulat baal teaches me that it becomes a baal through bia. So the Gemara says, but Rebbe learns it from kikafi ishav bala. So the Gemara says, what does Reb Yochanan do with the word that Rebbe learned? So the Gemara says that Reb Yochanan is going to learn that a woman can be acquired through bia, but an ama avriya cannot be acquired through bia. Uba'Allah. In other words, he has bia with her, but not somebody else. Okay, so now we're 8 lines from the bottom, and we got to wrap it up in a few minutes. Okay, the Rebbe high svar minale. So Rebbe, he already used uba'Allah for to teach me kinyan bia. Where does he know this limud about that ama avriya can't be with bia? Him came with tov rachmana uba'al. So if the Torah only want to teach me that according to Rebbe that a woman can be part of bia, it means a bird, and he'll have relations with her. My uba'Allah, what does it mean that he have relations with her? I can learn from that extra hey and two limud, one from uba'Al and one uba'Allah. It was uba'Al, he has relations with his wife, uba'Allah, her, and not somebody else. Right. So far, we think we're okay, according to Rebbe and according to Rabbi Yochanan. They each have their own shita. Now, the Gemara is going to explain that there's another limud that we have from the word ubala, and the Gemara is going to figure out, I have three limudim, how am I going to fit this in? Ula Rabbi da Amar, Marahina Asperoli. So this is the Gemara later on. Rabbi explains that you can't have kiddushin shlonims for the Vienna. With kiddushin has to be types of kiddushin that at some point I'm going to be permitted to have bia with this woman. If I have kiddushin that at no point I'll be able to have bia with her, so that's not good kiddushin. So what would be a case of the kiddushin shlonim for the bia? So the Gemara has to say, I have two sisters, and my example is they both appoint the same shliach to makabel kiddushin. He goes, he gives the kiddushin to shliach. He doesn't specify which sister he's makadesh. So now we don't know which one he's makadesh. So neither kiddushin is good because he can never have relations. But in other words, one woman is the one woman is his wife, but the other is the sister. I can't marry the sister of my wife. So that's kiddushin shlonim through the bia. So the rabbi the amar, so rabbi says, Barahina asperim. Barahina explained it to me. He kachi shobala. Kiddushin amasurim lebiya habu kiddushin. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming. Okay, so kiddushin amasurim lebiya habu kiddushin. Kiddushin that can end up with biya or kiddushin. Kiddushin amasurim lebiya lo habu kiddushin. My equal name are. So, but I have from this limud uba'ala to teach me that has to be true. I have three limudim now from ba'ala, according to Rebbe. One is that she's acquired with biya. The other is that Adam Avri is not acquired with biya. But also kiddushin amasurim lebiya is not considered kiddushin. So, but how am I going to fit that third limud into this one word? So imkein nitokra oba Allah. So if the Torah only wanted to teach me the first two limudim, this, according to Rebbe, it could have said ki kach ish isha, which is kiddush kesef, o ba'Allah, or he has bia with her. That's kiddush bia, and ba'Allah her and not the amavriya. And the, but it says uba Allah. My uba Allah. What does have the vav? So shmamina kulu. So from the vav, now I can have all the limudim according to Rebbe. Now the Rebbe. So for Rebbe, we touched up now. Now, we did what Rebbe Yochanan, how he touches up Ubala. Now, what does Rebbe do from the Pasuk that Rebbe Yochanan had? Rebbe, hi, Bulat Baal, my Adle. What does Rebbe do with Bulat Baal? Hani Baile, Baal Oselta Bula Shlok Darka, then a Cheros says Bula Shlok Darka. The Rebbe holds that only a husband can render her, we spoke about this earlier, I'm sorry, Yaakov, but only a husband can render her ba'ula shlo to dark, and not anybody else according to Rebbe. Remember when the 10 people raped the Na'arah Rasa, so according to Rebbe, they were all Chayav Skila, because she's a Betula. So because Rebbe holds that only the husband with shlo to dark can turn into a ba'ula, not anybody else. Who me like the Rebbe, high svar, does Rebbe really hold that way? We learn in the Braisa, ba'ula sarana shimba dain hi Betula, kulam skia. Rebbe Omer Ani, I didn't say right. I misspoke. Rebbe holds that only the Baal can turn into Bula. I'm missing. So now the Gemara is Kasha. Rebbe Omer Ani, Arishon B'skil B'kul B'chanek. Rebbe holds only the first one is B'skil, the rest B'chanek. So we said that Rebbe's going to learn Bula Baal, teach me only the husband can turn into Bula Shlok Darka. But here in this Braisa, we clearly see that Rebbe holds that the first one who rapes her does turn her into a Bula, so the other ones are not Chayav Skila, rather Chanek. The top line of Yudam Aleph, let me make a dash for the two dots and we'll see what we do. So Amr Bzeira, voter Rebbe, then he trusts the Kula Mishalmi. So Bzeira says, right, that din he agrees, but there's a different halacha where Rebbe has a different halacha. Let's say a man, not a Nara Rasa, a man rapes or seduces just a Nara, so he has to pay a kas of Kamishin Kesa, he got to pay 50 Kesa. So the Gemara says, Amr Bzeira, voter Rebbe, then he trusts the Kula Mishalmi. Rebbe says that if they all rape her, shloka darka, they all have to pay the knas. So for that halakha, he treats her as a betula. My shnat kala. So why is that different than the murder case or the chiyamisa case? He says shani hakam damakra who made aisha shachab nalavado. It says over there that the extra word levado. So by the earlier case with the misa, it says levado. Then only one person is going to get skiva. So what do the Chachamim who are Mechula with Rebbe in the Braisa and say they all get skilled? What do they do with Levado? We need it for what we learn in the Braisa. All right, I'm going to break you off at this point in time. I thought I'd make it, but I have to break you off. Okay. Nice having everybody. Excuse me.